For many people, meeting the demands of family life and career requires a difficult balancing act. This week, we hear about the challenge from an accomplished pro athlete in his own words.
I mean, I definitely got into a lot of fights when I was a kid. I never understood it, you know. I was one of those quiet kids. I never picked with no one. It seemed like every time I walked out of the door of my home, you know, there's always people wanted to pick with me. No matter how many fights I got into, I was always the victor. I didn't like it, though. My name is Deontay Wilder, and I'm the WBC heavyweight champion of the world. I remember being 12 years old, and I looked in the sky and said, God, I don't want to fight no more. I'm tired of fighting. I know what I want to do in my life, and fighting is not going to get me there. Back then, it was all about Alabama football, and so I always wanted to play for the Crimson Tide, but I had to go to a community college to get my credits up, and during that time, I had a daughter that was on the way at 19, and I gave it all up for her. Everything I've trained for years and years, there it is, it's gone. Now I'm a father and just a regular guy that works, live paycheck to paycheck to support his family. I didn't know nothing about spina bifida or even how to take care of a child that was diagnosed with that disorder. Doctor said my daughter would never walk or maybe never have a natural childhood ability or learning because most kids with spina bifida are in wheelchairs. My daughter, not only can she walk, but she runs. She's a gymnast. She cheerleads. She do whatever she put her mind to doing. She's very independent. Even when as a little girl, you know, you try to dress her. She's like, I got it. I can do it. I can do it by myself. That's what keeps me going. That's what keeps me fighting. And she the reason why I'm in boxing. When I was up in college, I had a friend, and he was the only guy that knew that I wasn't going to be able to attend the school no more because I had a child on the way. I remember we was right at the lunch table. I was like, man, I should start boxing. I feel like every fighter that's on TV made a lot of money. I was like, you got to make a lot of money. When I walked up to the doors of the gym, I heard the angels playing the music. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And I knew it. When I walked into there, I knew I was at the right place, at the right time in my life. People would say that I'm green, which means that I don't have that much experience or, you know, I'll never make it or you don't have no skills. But neither did my trainer. We never had a guy to exceed past a national level, let alone go to Olympic trials, not even mentioning Olympics. I'm a type of person that I like to prove people wrong. Not only do I like the love, but you also got to love the hate as well, too. There got to be a balance in between, you know, to motivate you all the time. As I became the only guy to medal in the 2008 Olympics to bring back some hardware, that's when I immediately turned pro. You can play football, you can play basketball, you can even play soccer, but you can't play boxing. That's how serious it is. This is a serious business. Each and every time I step over those ropes, I'm putting my life on the line. You can't think about death. You can't think about getting hurt. The only thing you have to stay positive and think about is being victorious. In the end, holding your hands in the air, you're the champ. My daughter once told me, my oldest, the one with spina bifida, she said, I pray that you didn't get hurt and you can't do it no more. You can't fight no more because she's been in it ever since she was a baby. So she understands everything, the traveling, the not being able to see her at times and stuff like that. She is a strong little girl, you know, very intelligent. And she's overcame a lot of things. Been through doctors many times, them sticking needles in her, examining her body, breaking something on her body just for it to grow back right and corrected. Man, she'd have been through so much pain. It's like, it's no fight that I can go through that could be ever a tough fight than what she go through. We're so grateful to be able to do the things we're doing, or be able to just walk up or get up and go watch TV or get something to drink. Man, we take life for granted so many times, and I always say that, especially American people, We need a reality check. As a fighter, it's actually a short window. While the time comes knocking on the door, it's time to give it on up. And I've thought many times of what I want to do after boxing. But that's going to be hard, you know, to find something after it's over to actually just be in love with it. I am an inspiring actor. To fake like I'm getting hit instead of actually getting hit, I think that would be great. I do also feel like I'm going to preach the word. I feel I'm going to be a minister as well, too. All the things I've done in the Olympics, the things I've done in my professional ranking, and even becoming a champion of the world, you know, I think that it was in God's plan to do so. So one day I'm going to have a strong voice, a voice like Muhammad Ali. When he said one thing, it affected the world.
Deontay Wilder won a bronze medal at the 2008 Summer Olympics in Beijing, and he's the current WBC World Heavyweight Champion. He'll defend his title for the third time on January 16th, when he'll face Artur Spilka in Brooklyn. Our story was produced by Zoe Sobel.